Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going to Mumbai, India, to speak with a superstar there. She's known all over the world as an actress, but she's also a goodwill ambassador, and she's a metaphysical healer and coach, and much more, as you'll see. Why don't we just give Christina a call, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Christina, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you? Can you go ahead and say your full name for us?
Hi. Yes, this is Christina Saikia, and it's a pleasure to have you. I'm so glad to be part of your show. Thank you so much.
You do so many things, as we'll talk about later, but what made you want to get into the acting business?
I'm motivated to be an actress. I was always an actress. Nothing motivated me exactly, just that one of my teachers in my school time, they're completing a day's play, you know, we used to do a lot of plays, and I wanted to be an astronaut, and she just told me that, I think you can act, she said to me. And I was brought up in convent educated and boarding school. I was in hostel, and I was well disciplined at that time among many other students. And then just before going to the sleep in the dormitory, I think I was in a sixth standard, I think she just told me that I think you can act. And that is a moment, a second, the light touched me, something happened inside me, and life changed. I mean, after that.
Wow.
And then I kept on doing my plays. When I reached 10th standard, I told my mom that I want to be an actress, and she just looked at me. She was cooking at time. And she said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes, I'm really sure. No looking back." I said, "No looking back. I'm on it." So she told my father what I want to be. And then my father invested money to start our first production. And everything just fell in place. I mean, like, that's how it happened. I mean, it was meant to happen, I guess.
And besides acting, you did writing and modeling and what else?
It has been a process actually into acting. So evolving, improvising, like, and I did a lot of modeling and acting work in film, television, during my school, college days too. So my studies and my performing art went together in life. So my teachers, professors and friends, my family, especially my mom has been very supportive because I lost my dad very early in life. But everyone has been blessing to my life. I mean, the kind of fan followers I have today. And some people, we don't even meet them. We don't even know them. And they have been quietly the best for me.
So you're a global goodwill ambassador, international spokesperson. Talk a little bit about that.
This is what I'll say is, this is a GGA, it is called, and they have influence in many countries in the world. The owner of the Global Goodwill Ambassador GGA is, his name is Mr. Richard from Melbourne. Richard D. Pilla. He is from US itself, and it's an NGO, global humanitarian NGO, with over 19,000 global goodwill ambassadors in 215 territories across the globe, and I'm the face of it. Things are taken care of, like, across the globe.
Now, do you just only do movies there in India?
Not only India. The projects include, like, you know, endorsing brands and or modeling, acting in films and television. Also, I've done documentaries, radio, work, plays, everything involved, everything in my life.
So one of the famous movies that you did was Lockhart. I understand there's a sequel to that, right?
I'm doing Lockhart 2, David Lockhart film right now. And we will be shooting for a trailer very soon. And some more projects are coming up, it is there in IMDb of mine, my upcoming another project from Hollywood. I would not like to name it because they are getting into casting. My casting is over. I'm playing the lead, that part is over. I would not like to reveal that side more because it is in pre-production right now. I want the production house to reveal more about it, but it will be a very exciting role because they have given me the script and to work on the script already. So that is another thing which is coming up.
Now, how do you go about choosing your acting parts and what types of roles you want to play?
I love to do all genres of work. Like, you know, it can be positive role or negative role, but I expand my spirit. And sometimes acting is not about doing something differently. Acting is all about giving something a part of you which is already there. And with every role which comes to me, I just become become aware and I become close to me. I come to know more about myself. It can be a positive role or negative role, or it can be my shadow side. I come to know through my roles. And it's a healing process also sometimes. We express ourselves, a part of us, the role which we play on screen.
So another thing that you do is you're an author and you've written two books. One is I Am a Billion Dollar Star, and the other one is I Am the Princess in the Nude. So let's talk about that one very carefully.
So I have to be very careful what I'm saying. The book is all about very practical, metaphysical, and simple way I have put it. So any page a person opens up, the person can read the book, get information actually, and to help them. It's a lifestyle book. And not having the book is the biggest mistake. Yeah, you should have this book.
So I noticed you use a word called Shakti. Explain that.
That's an interesting question. I like the questions you're asking. Yeah. Shakti is powerhouse. When a woman is called the Shakti, the feminine energy, which is always in momentum, in movement, evolving, a creative force, a destructive force also. So she has to destroy, to create, and again to create, to destroy. So this is a very interesting part inside us. It's an energy of the earth, okay? So the feminine expression is called Shakti, exactly. And that energy is there in every person, male or female. And when Shakti is in passive, she is very calm. And when she is very active, she's creative as well as destructive.
Wow. You also mentioned something called angel healing. What is that?
Angel healing. Okay, angels are the messengers of God. And angels have been always there before your birth and, you know, after you exit your planet. Everyone has an angel. And I'm an angel therapist, healer. I can channel angelic energies and send healing light to people or to the earth. But you can always connect with angels. You just have to put an intention and connect with your heart center and connect with them. You know, as you connect with God, angels are the same light who are the messengers of God. And you can connect with the angels and say, angels, please help me to remove the traffic today. So angels can help you in that. Angels help me out to achieve this goal. So they will prepare you as well as clear your energies, unblock your energies, and get things a little easier, make things easier for you so you can make them a team with you. You don't have to do everything on this planet alone. So angels are always there to take care of you, to heal you. It's a connection. The more you connect with them, the more they will connect you. And they don't need anything. They don't need your prayers. They just need thank you if you tell them I love you and I thank you so much. They are happy with that.
Now I'm thinking about angels with their wings flying all around me.
The angels don't have wings, by the way. It is just imaginary of human mind. So angels appear in humans with, like, you know, as if they have wings. Angels are like light. They are huge white light, of pure white light. So we see, because when we were kids and we were told those fairy tales, you know, angels and fairies have wings. So that is why we perceive angels with wings. But yes, if you are angels, show me your evidence. Like, you know, you are around me. Sometimes you might find feathers. I do find a lot of feathers. Then you just know that angels are around you. But angels don't have wings, you know. Angels have light and they can come in human form anytime to meet you, see you, or keep anyone in trouble, or save life sometimes. If the person, the human, is not yet ready to exit the planet and it's before time and the body is in trouble, angel can appear in any form in those situation and save the person's life. Or any situation can be taken care of.
There's another amazing thing you do. I think it's called bachata.
Bachata, yeah. I do bachata. I'm a bachata dancer. Yeah. It's a very interesting discovery of myself, being a bachata dancer. I didn't know it. I always wanted to learn salsa, but then I got a teacher who said you should learn bachata. And I found myself in bachata. It's very interesting.
You also have books about meditation, like The Connection of the Soul.
Connecting with your soul is not tough. It's just that you need to quiet yourself. When you quiet yourself, you can definitely connect with your inner silence, right? Your inner silence will lead you to your soul connection and communication. And people are very scared to witness their own silence, even for 1 minute, 1 second, because silence can be very scary, right? Because it can frighten you. A lot of things can come up to the surface, which is your shadow side. So the soul mostly is between your, like, you know, final gland and third eye.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
You can heal your many aspects of your life through your soul communication. And you can just go within through deep breathing and meditation and connect with your soul communication, you know, directly.
Thanks for sharing that, Christina. And wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I want to say that my two books are coming up, and I request people across the globe to please get the book. And if you're not getting the book, it is your loss, because I know my book, the first book is I'm a Billion Dollar Star, is the best lifestyle book you will ever have. But I'll keep you updated with everything. I'm also into tarot and angel card reading. And whoever needs me, please contact me. And KristinaSaikia.net is my website.
Let me just spell that for everybody. It's KristinaSaikia.net. Go there. There's a plethora of information. And I'm warning you now, pack a lunch. You're going to see about all the other stuff that we couldn't talk about on this show.
You can connect me there. I'm in Facebook, Instagram, Dr. Christina Saikia, LinkedIn, everywhere. So it's amazing. Glad to have to be a part of your show. I would request people to do more meditation, and you can book my meditation courses. I have given you the link. You can subscribe my YouTube channel right now. That's it. I mean, most welcome. I'm available in all social media. And I'll be back on your show again once my book is launched, or before that when we start shooting the trailers of my film. Thank you so much.
Okay, you take care, Christina. It was a pleasure having you on my show.
Looking forward to see you again.
For more information, go to KristinaSaikia.net. KristinaSaikia.net. You can also find her on Facebook and LinkedIn. Actress, model, wellness advisory to high net worths, CEO, Hollywood Tantra Paradise, Global Goodwill Ambassador, and much more. She's the author of I Am a Billion Dollar Star. We're going to have her back in studio next time she's in Los Angeles, and we can get an update on what she's doing now, and it's a lot. Thank you for listening to the number one podcast in performing arts. Be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, the Internet Movie Database, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. Now it's time for the adult version of the lesson.
Cause everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, and class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap, you got a problem with that? Loosen up, and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E, we got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched, I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't wanna stop, cause I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know, what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one, everybody sit down. JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson, well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this, all man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle. On the climb to the top, it's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! a lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.